Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues that impact our public schooling families with Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. As we say, often imitated, never duplicated, Dr. Kerr in beautiful Houghton, New York. Welcome back to another week, sir.
Thank you, Bob. Good to be with you again today.
Well, the big news last week in Albany, there was a couple of them. One of them was Governor Cuomo's budget proposal, competing contingency plans that are based on the amount of federal aid that New York will get from Washington. We talked about this a little bit on our last broadcast. How will this impact aid to public schools?
Well, I think it's typical of what we get out of Albany at this time of year, which I always call smoke and mirrors. And education, he's talking about $2.1 billion over this past year, and there's no way that's going to happen. I don't care how much aid they get from the feds. But if I were an active school superintendent, I'd be really careful about accepting the numbers that are coming out on the state runs for districts, given the fact that, it's smoke and mirrors right from the beginning.
All right. Well, the other big story last week was America got a new president. I don't know if you caught that or not, Ralph. It made news. And one of the big pushes in the Biden administration is get the schools back to in-person learning. I know his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, is going to be a big part of that happening. We see in Buffalo, this New York State's second largest district, plans to go back to in-person learning February 1st. How much support is there for this? I know a big factor in this is how many people, how many teachers they can get vaccinated, and that's been a controversy in and of itself. But do you think it'll be much longer, Ralph, before schools are back in session?
I think the real issue here, particularly in the big cities, has to do with convincing the unions, the teachers' unions in particular, that it's a good thing to do in-person instruction. I mean, all of the big cities, if you check this out, you'll find that it's been the teachers' unions that have really been the block to getting back to in-person education. And really, I don't care whether it's the president or Dr. Biden herself, unless the unions decide that it's a good thing to get the teachers back in the classroom with the students, it's not going to happen. And as I've said more than once, the sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned. We need in-person instruction for our children.
Will that happen if the vaccination rate among teachers is low?
I don't think that's really an issue. I applaud the teachers that have wanted to do in-person instruction even without the vaccine. And I know there's certainly a lot of issues around the distribution right now. I don't think that'll be a factor in determining whether teachers want in-person instruction or not. I think they do. And certainly the parents and students do as well.
All right. Well, President Biden, one of the 30 executive orders that he has issued in just a couple days, unbelievable how many he's put pen to paper here. One of them decommissions the 1776 curriculum. That was put in place by Donald Trump as an alternative to the 1619 project. Some of our listeners are familiar with that. This goes to how children are taught about the Founding Fathers and the role slavery played in the formation of this country. Pretty delicate, controversial stuff here. But Ralph, I'm sure you've got an opinion on this. Do you think it was wrong for Biden to roll back President Trump's 1776 curriculum?
I really do. Just for listeners who may not be familiar with it, the 1776 curriculum is really a realistic review of our history. It acknowledges some of our warts that we've had in our history, but helps students deal through those warts. Whereas the 1619 Project, by their own admission, this is a direct quote, reframes our country's history. I think that's a big mistake, and I'm really sorry that our new president decided to do that right out of the box.
All right, and just like that, we are out of time. But hey, if you're interested perhaps running for your local school board, that's why Ralph is here. You've got wonderful information on your website. Ralph, where can folks go and check you out?
Thank you, Bob. It's simply yrun.org, yrun.org.